A policeman and two suspected armed robbers died at dawn today during an exchange of fire between the police and suspected armed robbers following an attempted robbery at the West Hills Mall at Wager. Six of the suspected armed robbers have also been arrested by the Accra Regional Police Command, while four have escaped with bullet wounds. The Accra Regional Police Commander, DCOP Christian Tete Yohunu, made this known to the media in Accra. Zephania Dana and Cecilia Berko have the details.
The atmosphere at the Greater Accra Regional Police Headquarters was tense, with hundreds of uniformed and plainclothed police officers guarding the station. About 500 onlookers were seen standing at the median of the road between the police station and the NIB head office. The police had placed metal barricades at the entrance to control the crowd. Narrating the incident, the Greater Accra Regional Police Commander, DCOP Christian Tete Yohunu, said the police had information that a gang of armed robbers were planning to rob the West Hills Mall, and so they quickly reacted by trailing them. This led to an exchange of gunfire after one of the vehicles the armed robbers were using for the operation went into a ditch.
We were working on the Madina Melcom robbery and then the attack on the security man, where the security man was killed by the armed robbers. And so that was the information we were working on. And we had the information that these people were coming. Sometimes they come from Oda, and then they come and hide in Ashama Tema, where they gather themselves before they go about attacking places. So we had information that yesterday they were coming towards the new shopping mall area there to attack a location. So when they were coming, they came with Kia truck, Ford vehicle, and then a taxi cab. So the taxi cab was the forerunner that takes the lead to recce the road and make sure that there was no presence of police before they attacked their location. And so police pursued them, and then because they were using this Ford vehicle, which could run very fast, they ran and the police chased them. We were also using a very strong vehicle like a Tundra and all the rest, so we were able to chase them. Eventually, I got to a place that they ran into a ditch. And having realized that where they reached now, we just catch up on them so quickly, they started firing. And then one of our policemen was hit with a bullet. And so in the course of that, police returned fire. And then we're able to get two of the robbers down. One, Ampoma and Dodu, they are on the ground as well. We didn't give up, even though one of our policemen died in the course of the shootout. We still pursued them and we got six others arrested. Four others escaped with bullet wounds. And if you look at the Tundra in which they were using, there were brass stains, which shows that those people who escaped also sustained gunshot wounds. When we spoke with the suspect that we have arrested, they confessed that they were the people who attacked the Melcom and then they killed the security man. They also confessed that in a location at Odan, not necessarily within Odan Township itself, but there's a location whereby there was a cocoa shed over there. They attacked the place. They also killed a watchman before they loaded the cocoa from that location. They mentioned other attacks that they did in within Accra and Tema, a lot of places. East Legon, they attacked a white man shop and they took all their batteries away. After they commit the offense, then they ran to villages around Odan to go and hide. And then when the temple or the tension goes down, then they mobilize and they come back again to come and attack.
Radio Ghana later spoke to the brother of the 31-year-old police officer, Constable Prince Charles Akata, who died in the shootout.
I was in bed when a friend called me and said, you want to tell me something? And I said, you should tell me. They said, someone said that my brother was shot. And I said, it's not true. So I called a brother of mine and I told him that he should come and meet me in his winter so that we come to the station. But we are here, it's true that
The police appealed to the public, particularly medical facilities, to be on the lookout and immediately inform the police should any person or group of persons report their facility for the treatment of bullet wounds.